Sam Hunter, are estate agents wasting the 2021 property market, the best property market in a generation? Talk to me.
I think potentially, and it's an interesting question about wasting it, because it's really difficult to feel like you're wasting time when you're busy.
They're all running around like headless chickens. Yeah, they've got no time to do anything.
One of the inherent issues, and it's not just in real estate in the UK, it's everywhere, is feast or famine. There's very little consistency. No one is willing to do that boring work that we talk about all the time of just calling people and saying hello and understanding about their process. And so now, when the phones are ringing off the hook and everyone is, can I view that property? Can I view that property? Can I view that property? And agents are saying, have you sold your house yet? Have you done a virtual viewing? Everything like that. They're getting lost in the almost forced momentum of viewing, and they're forgetting that core activity, and they're forgetting those key questions to make sure that every single opportunity presents two or three more. And you don't do that when it's slow. When it's slow, and you sort of take a breath, you calm down, you say, right, you've just told me you want to view a house and you haven't sold your place yet, so I'm going to make the absolute most of that. But when you're having to do that 40 times in a two-hour call.
Yeah, people are ignoring those people that have got the houses to sell. Well, if you haven't got the house on the market or sold, I can't do your viewing.
Same thing. When we very first, and I won't make this about Home Search too much, but when we first launched Home Search and we had a property search and a report, everyone said, how do we use this on our valuations? And I was like, you use it on your valuation, but you do one for the house either side. You put it in their letterbox when you get there. Why would I do that? And I said, well, you talk about making the most of the time that you have in your life. And everyone thinks about putting on a podcast in their car or something like that. I was on the phone in the train up here, making sure that not a huge amount of time is wasted in my life. Well, if you're going to bother to go to someone's house, and if we're in a nice area like this, that might be a 20 or 30 minute drive just to go to the valuation. Why not make sure that everyone else knows that you're quite capable of doing your job as well? It's those little things, keeping in contact with your database, you know, working your CRM, making sure that, you know, one of my early mentors in my career said, the big things live in the little things, you know, sweat the small stuff, because that's what really makes you successful, however you define success. Doing those things, those little one percenters, are the first thing that gets lost, you know. Everyone says marketing is the first thing that gets lost. It's not. It's the service-orientated stuff. It's talking to your current sellers every day, making sure that you're getting those price reductions ahead of 4 weeks on the market, because that's actually what's going to make them move, and that's what's going to allow you to tell that positive story to the neighbours and to the other people in the area who may be thinking about doing something. It's making sure that every single person who calls you up wanting a viewing is asked, and do you have something to sell? And what else do you own, so that you can pass it to the lettings opportunity? That's one of the things that I see missed all the time right now. The sales market is busy, hugely busy. The lettings market, there's not enough stock, but I think it stays relatively steady, which is busy the whole time. When things are slow, every seller gets asked, are they a landlord as well? When things get fast, that gets missed, and suddenly the letting side of the business is floundering a little bit, probably too strong of a word. Those key questions get dropped, whereas now you should be scaling everything. You know, the last 8 months, probably from now until Christmas time, when we're going to have a proper Christmas party, this should set up the next 5 years of your life, of your business.
Interesting. I don't disagree with you, and thank you for your time today, Sam.
Thank you.